This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Maisie, and I am the host of the prestigious Annual Rape and Misogyny Awards, the pinnacle and show-stopping event of the year for dedicated rape enthusiasts. Yes. Now, perverts around the world have been sending in anonymous entries all year long for the coveted first place Rape of the Year award. Our first place winner is guaranteed a slot in the Rape and Misogyny Hall of Fame and guarantees a minimum of $100,000 of royalties in the first year alone. Yes. Now, our prerequisites are that anyone can create a rape video. But since this is the Rape and Misogyny Awards, consideration has to be given to how the victims' lives have been changed in a misogynistic way post-rape. Like me, for example, I was invited to be the host of these awards because last year, my rape video claimed first place. If any of you remember last year. Yes, it was the cuckold gone wrong, where I was a cuckoldress and I thought I was big and bad until I showed up to a gangbang that turned into a gang rape. And before my rape, I thought that women, that since I was a strong, confident woman, I had the right to make my own choices, to be a little dominant towards my partner and cuck him. But boy, did those men prove me wrong and put me in my place. It seriously changed my life because those men that gang raped me for hours on end left me in a bruised, bloody, and cummy mess. Showed and proved to me that I was worthless, that I was weak, that I had, because, you know, as a cuckoldress, I had the right idea. I had the right idea of offering my holes in my body for men to fuck. But the problem is that I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. I was doing it for me. I was doing it because it felt good. And now, as a woman, I realize that my pleasure does not matter. The only thing that matters is that I have three fuck holes to offer to men and to all men. So yes, that rape has changed my life, and I am so honored to be here presenting this year's award. Now, tonight's event showcases the top five entries, and two of our entries will get honorable mention, but the top three will be presented in reverse order from third to first place, and we will be able to see the highlights of each video on this screen behind me while I present them to our audience here and on the television. So, without further ado, let's hop into our top five rape videos. So this one is one of our honorable mentions. Now, before our producers start playing the highlight of this rape video, I would like to introduce the setup. So when the video starts, you'll see that the video is recorded from someone at a window, which is honestly very hot. But what turns out is this video was submitted by a gentleman, the neighbor, a next door neighbor of a woman named Anita. He stood at the window after seeing there was some commotion and some screaming happening from his neighbor's home, Anita. So what you will see here in this video, here we go. What happened to poor Anita is her house got broken into by a mean old pedophile rapist. But I should say that this particular pedophile rapist, instead of raping little girls, what he does is he rapes their mothers in front of their daughters. And here you will see Anita's daughter, completely nude, forced to lay on the couch, rubbing her little 11-year-old pussy while her mother gets railed. I mean, this is a sadistic fuck, and we gotta love him for it. Putting a mother through such trauma, having to get raped by some stranger in her own home, with her eyes peeled, forced to look at her little 11-year-old daughter being forced to rub her pussy, while the man raping looks at her little daughter, talking about her daughter as he thrusts in and out of this mother. And another thing I really love about this scene is you can see right here, right in this moment, the rapist makes Anita come all over his cock, which obviously she doesn't want to. She is scared beyond belief, which again is just a prime example of how men are superior to women. Any man can walk into a woman's home and put her in this traumatized state, getting railed and fucked and hurt just because he wants to. Women, we are weaker. We're weaker, and this is a prime example. But let's focus on the forced orgasm. He's able to really humiliate the mother. She probably, Anita, hates herself coming on her rapist cock while he tells her daughter that her mother likes to be raped, that she had an orgasm, moaned in front of her own daughter with tears running down her face. And we have to believe that this little child is getting a very excellent lesson at such a ripe young age that men are superior. That woman bend over just like her mommy and take it. And also that men will use women for their bodies to get off, because she knows in this moment, Anita's daughter, that her little nude body, her adorably developing body, is simply there for a man to use to come inside her mother. And honestly, I am a sucker for a woman that look like Anita, that look like the mother next door. I am a sucker for them getting raped. It just makes it that much more hot. And I bet that Anita knows her role now. I mean, she, instead of her neighbor, the neighbor that she trusted, that she was friends with, they watched each other's homes. He didn't even save her. He saw the scene, took advantage by creating his own porn. And you can even hear his his comments, you can see that he is literally jerking off, enjoying the live rape show, enjoying the view of her daughter, too. So I'm sure that Anita has learned some valuable lessons that she and her daughter were meant to be rape meat, to be porn meat for men to get off to. So let's give it up to Anita and her honorable mention rape of the year. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will now view the next honorable mention of our Rape and Misogyny Awards. And this video was submitted by Emma, our rape victim, her mother. And I believe that Emma's mother is a very good cunt. I mean, she filmed this rape willingly. She was the producer, the director, if you will, of her daughter's rape. Now let's go ahead and start the video while I explain what's going on here. So here you'll see in the room Emma, the rape victim, her mother, and Emma's own daughter. And of course, there's a man in the room making sure all these cunts are put to good use. Now, what Emma's mother has submitted to the committee is that she and her granddaughter are gender traitor cunts. And proud to be with Emma's mother being the beacon and godmother, if you will, of the family for misogyny, for men. Emma's mother has dedicated her life to being a misogyny whore, offering her body to men and humiliating herself for men's pleasure. And once you reach that state where you feel like you have become the best whore that you can be for men, the next best thing is to serve men even deeper by being a gender traitor, an accomplice for men. And so what Emma's mother has done is try to teach her daughter Emma and her granddaughter the truth of the world, that because they are female, because they have filthy cunts, that they should always offer their body up. They should always be desperate to be raped. They should welcome and encourage men to abuse them. However, there was one weak link, and that was Emma. I mean, if you look at Emma, she looks like the type that is uptight, that thinks her body is worthy of a man, that, you know, she has the ability to know when she gives it up and probably is a pillow princess. Well, Mom wasn't going to have that. Emma wrote in to our committee that she was bound and determined to make sure that her daughter Emma turned into a gender trading whore as well. So what she did is she had a man come over and teach her daughter a lesson to show Emma that she is nothing, that she is worthless, unless there's a cock inside of her, unless she's got bruises on her body from a man. And this is how thorough Emma's mother is. Emma's mother made sure that she found a convicted sex offender that had jail time and had just been released from raping women. She found him and fed him Viagra and gave him the keys to Emma's house. And this man, released straight from jail, full of aggressive rapist urges, used Emma to take all his aggression out on, while her mother and her own fucking daughter sit back and watch and try to teach their family member why this aggressive, brutal rape was good for her. I mean, if you see right here, Emma's mother is slapping her daughter in the face, spitting in her face, telling her that she is a rape whore and that one day she will learn to like it, that she will beg any man to come rape her. I mean, if I could give Emma's mother an award, I would. This is dedication to our mission of rape and misogyny around the fucking world. So let's give it up for Emma, but mostly Emma's mother, that gender trading whore. Yes, such a good slut mommy. I am thoroughly impressed. Now, for our next entry, we are entering the third place. And this one was top notch. This is first place material, but that just means we have better ones coming up. Now, this rape video was submitted by the victim herself. And it actually is a video that she's had for several years. A video in which her father had had enough of her bratty attitude and raped her in front of her family members. So without further ado, let's look at the third place in our Rape and Misogyny Awards. Our victim here is 13 years old. She goes by the name of Nina. Such a beautiful red-haired cunt. Now, as you can see, Nina is getting brutally raped in her childhood bed by her own father. And what we were told, what the committee was told, is that Nina, at this ripe age of 13, was starting to get a bit bratty, if you will. And as we all know, 13-year-olds are hitting a certain stage where they become breedable. So her dear father decided to put her in her place with her own mother holding Nina down. And not only does Nina's father get involved, her very own uncle comes in to further rape the truth into her young little body. Her father and uncle and her own mother telling her while her father and uncle are ripping her virgin hole apart, reminding Nina that she is a breeding whore, and any man has the right to rape and treat her like a piece of meat. And what I particularly love about this one is the mother holding her own daughter down, because, you know, you get a little frightened and you have a little bit of strength. So little Nina is fighting back, but her mother is helping keeping those legs spread, helping keeping her hands from scratching all over her father and uncle, because daddy and uncle, they did not hold back. In this particular video, the whole thing lasts for 3 hours. 3 hours, Nina got raped brutally over and over again by her uncle and father, both of them pushing their incesty deep into her virgin hole, proving to her that she is a breeding fucking cunt that shouldn't ever talk back again. And you can see even mommy starts to join in on the abuse when she starts talking back to her daddy or uncle, because 13-year-olds are fucking brats. And what I love about this video as well is that Nina submitted this herself. She wants the world to know that she is a changed woman, a changed woman for men. She learned her lesson at the ripe age of 13, and was successfully impregnated by rape that day, not knowing if it's daddy's or uncle's, but it doesn't matter. And Nina would like everyone to know that she, to this day, is still serving men, especially her family members, her father and uncles, by offering her rape baby to her family members to rape. She is teaching her own daughter the ways of misogyny and believes that this traumatic event, with tears running down her poor innocent face, her virginity raped away by her own father and uncle while mommy holds her down, was the best day of her life. Yes, yes. What a story. And what a vision. A vision of family joining together in misogyny and rape. I love it. Now, without further ado, let's get to second place. Now, this story, this setup was just perfect. So organic this rape scene was. Now, before we get into it, I'll explain and give you a little bit of background. So the person who submitted this video is the victim herself, Sarah. And now Sarah has a daughter. And in the video, you're going to see her current partner and her ex-lover. And so let's go ahead and start the video now. You can see that Sarah's boyfriend, her current boyfriend at this time, she and her boyfriend were trying to teach her daughter a lesson on how women are to be treated. Because luckily, Sarah has really taken on the lifestyle of misogyny. She has a very misogynistic boyfriend, as you can see, beating on his girlfriend, pushing her down on the floor, holding her by her blonde hair and throat fucking her in front of her daughter. And the poor daughter, she's so disgusted. But mommy felt it was important to prove, to show her firsthand on how she should be treating men. And what really throws a curveball into the mix here, which I love, which makes this video so special, is Sarah's ex comes into the home. And you can see he gets a little bit angry, like he should step in and help save Sarah and help save the daughter, like some intruder is in the home. But what this video also proves is that some men aren't truly living up to their full potential, and that they should treat women as punching bags, as rape meat, as a piece of entertainment. Because you can see Sarah and her daughter are fucking gorgeous, gorgeous blondes here. And then what happens? The ex that's trying to be the savior, the white knight, gets in on the humiliation, and especially with Sarah's daughter, because we got another cock in the room, and we get to watch Sarah get raped by her own boyfriend and ex. We get to watch Sarah's daughter get treated like a real rape victim, getting raped and pounded and pissed on and anally sodomized by her mother's boyfriend and her mother's ex. And of course, seeing her mother in such humiliating positions. I mean, I love when Sarah looks over right here. Mm-hmm. And she shows her daughter how to get on the ground and lick piss off the floor, lick cum off the ground, because that's what good cunts do. This is a particularly very special and unique story here, because you see, like I said, it's a true display of how, for one, gender trading mothers can be the most excellent accomplices for men to help corrupt their easy manipulated daughters. And then we are shown what happens when real masculinity takes over. Because if you're watching this program right now and you believe that women deserve respect, fuck off with that. We do not deserve respect. Look at us. Look at me. I have these silly fucking tits on my chest. What are they good for but to bounce and turn you on? Look at how we look. Look at Sarah and her daughter as they're being pounded and used as fucking rag dolls. We look fucking silly when we're being fucked. We are worthless. We are stupid and weak. We are here to be raped, bred, used, and abused. Am I right? Yes. Thank you, thank you. And another round of applause for Sarah and her daughter. Yes. And of course, the two rapists in the room. Now, are we ready to see who takes first place in the year 2024, our annual Rape and Misogyny Awards? Are you guys ready? Yes. Well, I am so proud to present this video. This video was submitted by a cunt named Katie. And Katie, if you look at her here, we'll start with a selfie. Look at her. I mean, she looks like a fucking whore. She does, doesn't she? She looks like she's asking for it. But what's really interesting is before her first rape, one of the most humiliating experiences of her life changed her life. And before her rape happened, she was admittedly a hardcore bitch, totally uptight, angry at the world, a feminist. She believed that she was in charge, that she could talk to whomever she wanted, like she was on some high horse. Well, she learned her lesson one day. She fucking learned her lesson right in her office where she works and was raped by all her colleagues. So first, as you can see on the video that's starting right here, one of her particular colleagues, a misogynist, was sick of Katie's bullshit. She had an attitude. She was bitchy. And he decided, like the man he is, to put Katie in her fucking place in front of everyone and give everyone to take their turn on Katie. Because obviously, she is a little rape whore. She didn't even know it. Look at the way she's dressed. Look at the way she looks, how she does her hair, her makeup. She's asking for it. And so this particular man came into the room, pushed Katie onto her desk, ripped her fucking clothes off, and told everyone to come watch, to look at her fucking sexy body. And look at the body she's been teasing everyone with. And he said, we're going to run a train on her and teach her that she can no longer be a fucking cunt. She can no longer be a bitch. And you can see it all happens so organically, how people are shocked and you can tell semi-turned on, but the initial state of shock. A woman getting raped in their office. And we all know in this room that rape, just a fucking word, it doesn't exist. Women don't have to consent, especially women like Katie, who look like she does and wants to not give it up. And we all know, too, that rape It was, the word was created by feminists. By feminists to protect women's or whatever the fuck they want to do. But this is why I'm so glad that we live in a world where it seems like more of us are coming together and wanting to tell society that feminism is bullshit and that us women, we deserve to be raped. We like to be raped, even if we're crying and hurting and whining about it. We fucking like it. So as you can see, during Katie's rape, poor, pitiful Katie, look at her. She hates it. She fucking hates it. But do you see how people start joining in? Do you see how it didn't take long for the males in the room, because you men are fucking sexy, primal rapists at your core. And so, of course, when you smell the smell of a woman's fear, you smell a used, abused cunt. You see a woman in despair, of course you're going to come up and you're going to prove to her what that dick can do. And that's what happened to Katie. Her fucking boss, her coworkers, the men that work beneath her, raping her, spitting in her face, pissing into her mouth, throat raping her, rubbing their dicks all over her body, making her jerk them off, and the look of disgust on her face, fucking perfect. And even, this is part of my favorite part, the females in the room join in. This particular female, Katie, tells us that she was probably the one in the office that hated her the most. And so she gets her turn, fisting Katie right there in front of everyone, telling her she's a fucking bitch. All the men telling her this is what you get for being a cold heart bitch. This is what you get for, you know, whatever the fuck she did to them in the past. And she learned her lesson, because I know, I've spoken to Katie before I came on stage. She is a changed woman. She reports that this gang rape in her own workplace, where no one got in trouble, no one was charged for sexual harassment in the office, because she wouldn't stand for it. And guess what? She's no longer a bitch. She's pleasant. She's submissive to the men in her office. She goes into the bathroom and texts men to come take their frustrations off on her body, to slap her in her face, to use her fuck holes to get them off during midday break. She is a changed woman, and that is what these awards are all about. How rape victims turn their trauma into creating a changed woman. A worthless cunt that is fully aware of how worthless she is without men. So make a round of applause. Stand up out of your seats for Katie, who has shown us that lessons can be learned, that cold bitches can be changed into rape whores. Yes, congratulations, Katie. Congratulations on being this year's best rape victim and our winner of the annual Rape and Misogyny Awards. And, you know, part of my favorite part of this is this is the best after party. So everyone in this room, you have a chance to grab whatever cunt is in this room and rape us until we fucking pass out. Any of the contestants, me, any fucking cunt in the room, anyone. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. And of course, thank you so much for proving to us dumb cunts that we are fuck trash.